Hey, so you're my go-to for pop culture on certain things.
Yep.
I know she has been in the news aplenty, and it's kind of sad. But what is the reasoning behind a weekly Britney Spears topless picture?
Oh.
Is there a...
Hashtag free Britney.
So she says, let's all be free. Let's be like we were back in the 60s.
Yeah. Now, her father has done some stuff.
I know that, but does that... I mean... I know people that their father have done some, you know, things to them. They don't take selfies topless.
Well, she's like, you can't tell me what to do anymore.
Okay. I can see that.
Yep. You have no control over me.
See, that's why I come to you.
I got you.
With these very, you know, hard-hitting questions. But this morning I was online and up popped a edited picture of Britney Spears topless.
Yes.
And so I thought I'd come to you.
I got
that,
you.
With that question.
I did see that picture too.
The NBA draft went way too long last night.
Way too long.
But it turned out to be productive in the second round for Nebraska basketball and Creighton basketball. Creighton, for the fourth time in the last 7 years, has had a player drafted. Marcus Zagorowski, who got rewarded for a stellar career at Creighton and the way that he closed out this past year. He was filthy down the stretch for Creighton. And got the opportunity to be in front of numerous NBA teams in the lead up to last night's NBA draft, ironically, in the building that he is now going to play professional basketball with the Brooklyn Nets, going 49th overall. Somebody who played with an edge, who is a winner, has always been a winner in his career, and I like the pickup for where he's going. I don't think Zagorowski is the best defensive player in the world, and I think the lack of wingspan, if you're trying to guard a guy in the interior and some of the other things that you need to do in the NBA defensively, hurt him. But talk about a fit. We go over and over and over about players being a fit with teams. He is a great fit for Brooklyn. What does Zagorowski do well? One, he's a winner. He's an edge guy. He is somebody that can shoot the basketball, and especially from beyond the arc. So I look at Brooklyn, and I'm thinking, okay, what will his pro career be like? He's got a brother that's a pro, so he's kind of been given the life of what it's like. And he's seen it up close. So that part, he's going to be ahead of the game. But when you're able to shoot like he has, think about Brooklyn. Brooklyn has three guys that like to shoot the basketball, that get a ton of attention. Brooklyn likes to score. When was the last time, any time this past season, with the big three in Brooklyn, that you said, man, they are locked down defensively? Woo! Where you said, James Harden, is he going to be the best defensive player? No. So they like to score in Brooklyn. That's Steve Nash. That's that offense. And you have three guys that get a lot of attention. I'm not saying Zagorowski's going to show up. I mean, he's got some work to do. There's no guarantee, and Brooklyn likes to, as we saw last year, they take their second-round guys, they sign them to a two-way contract, they kind of stash them in the G League, and they call them up when they need be. But he's gonna make a roster. I mean, Brooklyn is not going to say, we made a bad pick at 49. Thanks for the memes. Good luck. I imagine Zagorowski will be on a two-way contract, probably start in the G League. But when he finds his way to the NBA, whether it be maybe at the beginning of the season, at some point in this upcoming year, if you're on the floor and you're on the floor with the big three and they get all the attention, what's that do for you? That opens up things for you. Now, another thing that I think could work to his advantage, he was the only point guard that was taken. They took a shooting guard with the first pick in the first round. Dinwiddie is a free agent.
Sure is.
What happens if he leaves the roster?
Ooh.
So a good fit. I think the path will be like kind of the path that Marcus Zagorowski had at Creighton. Mm-hmm. Very solid. Guy that will shoot the basketball well. Guy that will listen. a guy that will help you out, guy that will do anything you want, and he'll find a way that you can't say no.
Agreed.
Now, the other part of the draft last night, so Zegarowski goes at 49. Delano Banton went at 46. Luka Garza went after both of these guys. It's Dirk and I are going to talk about this. If we just drafted off who we thought the best college guys were, what they did in the college game, Luka Garza is drafted a couple of hours before he was drafted last night. But in the NBA, it's about mold. It's about potential. A lot of the draft is about potential, how you project somebody. So when Banton, and it kind of sucks around here with Banton. First year, he has to sit out. Second year, nobody could watch him play.
Yeah, good call.
He also got COVID. COVID impacted him. The tail end of his career at Nebraska was not great. And then he says, I want to explore my possibilities. At the time when he said that and put his name into the draft, we kind of scoffed. We looked at him, said 6'9", got some good handles. But can he shoot the basketball? But he just wanted an opportunity to get in front of people. I mean, this is the advantage of putting your name in with the ability to take it out, is you get to see what people think of you. And you get to have those conversations. And good for him. He, yes, bet on himself, but he went out and proved it by workouts. And when he was given a combine, a G League combine, he took off with it. And he performed well. He was confident enough with his advisors. Hey, keep your name in the draft. He kept his name in the draft. Not only does he get rewarded with being drafted, but he gets to head home. How great a deal was it for Ben? And he gets a shout out from Drake. My God, I mean, can the weekend get any better for a guy like him? But the impact for him to get the opportunity in Toronto, and he's a project, but he's also in a place that is kind of in transition after winning the world title a couple of years ago, is they will find a way for him to play a lot of professional basketball to make a judgment on what he can do. Is he ever going to be more than a passer and a defender in the NBA? Is he ever going to be able to score? Is he ever going to be able to shoot the basketball on a consistent basis? That's Toronto. But let's focus with Banton going 46. And Nebraska is a program. I just mentioned that Creighton's had four guys get drafted in the last 7 years. I mean, Nebraska's drought in terms of guys being drafted in the NBA, what is that? Banton is the seventh guy that's been drafted in the NBA? You know, Roby goes. Roby's an important part of the Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
As Roby has finally found a home.
Yeah, Roby might be too good for the Thunder.
So, Nebraska basketball, this is kind of new to them. Now, I believe that both programs, the question I asked yesterday, I believe that both programs will find a way to have a first-round draft pick in at least the next 3 years. First-round draft pick. Remember, that isn't happening all the time around here. But the benefit of Banton for Nebraska's selling point is all you had to do is read Fred Hoiberg's tweet last night. Tells the story of Banton kind of betting on himself with Nebraska. And then Nebraska being able to take a guy who was here for a year and saying, look at there, there's an NBA guy. Because that's where, before Hoiberg gets anything done on the floor, 14 wins in 2 years, but they've had a productive offseason. Where if you looked at just Nebraska's offseason, you would have no idea that they had only won 14 games in 2 years. But everything right now is predicated on Hoiberg in the NBA. I go play for Hoiberg, he gets me to the NBA. Boom, 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 boom. He had a guy that came and played for him, and he sent a guy off to the NBA. So it worked, and you can sell that to the next person. So in Banton's case, it helps out Nebraska. It says, we've had a good off season. We got a little bit of momentum. We have a feel-good going. Now we got an NBA guy as well to add to everything else we've done since we closed the book on playing in the conference tournament. And it gives Hoiberg another opportunity, him and Abdelmassi, to maybe close with a 22 prospect or invite in a 23 prospect to say, did you see the draft? We got a guy drafted 46. But we got a guy drafted. We've only been here 2 years. That guy was with us for 2 years. And we got him. We got an opportunity in the NBA. So it greatly benefits Nebraska. It is an impact to have a guy drafted that early to add to the story you've been telling since your season was ended with a loss in the Big Ten tournament. Great for both guys. And I think we'll see both guys get on two-way contracts. And at some point, we'll play in an NBA game this upcoming season. All right, Dirk Chatelain joins us last hour of the week. That's next on 1620 The Zone.